Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chris Von Erich, and tonight we got a hell of a show for you. We want to know if you are a roach, and we're going to find out right now.
I am Chris Von Erich. Come on, Franklin. That's hot. Are you serious? If you walk around looking like that, you deserve it.
I got something to say about that. This is The Red Lens.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I am Chris Von Erich, and this is The Red Lens, and I hope you're not a roach. Well, maybe you are. Maybe you can't even help yourself. You're just a disgusting roach. We're going to find out, actually, about that. But as always, I am who I am, and next to me is always...
Leroy Jenkins!
No.
Well, we all know that that's not me. Yeah. That was actually pretty fun. Just old Franklin here for the evening show.
That's
it. What's everybody doing tonight? Chris, great to see you. Glad to be here. What's in store?
Oh, we got a hell of a show tonight. We got a lot of crap going on. Because again, there was so much stuff going on this week in multimedia, social media that It's just, I hope we can get to it all. And I hope that the Anti-Defamation League doesn't come after me with that little quick little quib that I did for again.
Got him on speed dial.
There you go. That's it. We're done.
Got him on speed dial. Just in case. But that and HR.
That's right. Human resources. I do want to say that, guys, if you have not subscribed to the channel, do it. It's down below here, youtube.com/TheRedLens. Do that. We are also on Twitter. We are on Facebook, which we simulcast to Facebook. Instagram, we have a presence there. And we are also on MGTOW.TV at The Red Lens. So definitely do that. As you can see down below on the ticker, we want you guys to like this video, comment, all right? Get in the chat, be heard. Actually, you know what? As a matter of fact, if you want to be heard, if you got a question, then you need to be answered, whether it's on topic or something else. Make sure when you type it in the chat, you put a Q next to what you're typing, all right? Q period, and then do the question. So this way it's easier for us to pick them out. And share this video out. Share this to guys that you know that need this information. And if you wish to donate via Cash App, you can do that. God bless you. That would be awesome. All proceeds go to Franklin's cosmetics surgery. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably use a little extra help there, down there. You know how that goes. It's not all true what people say. Let's put it
down. My goodness. So there we go. All right. So what do we got here? We got the Mighty Zane is in the house. Bound to be another high quality show. Let's go. Yes, absolutely. We have so much high quality. It's oozing out of our pores. What's a dating roach? Well, Stealth, we're going to explain that in just a second. All right. And it's called dating roaching, as a matter of fact. This is actually a brand new thing that I never even knew this, Franklin. I haven't heard about it.
I can't keep up, dude. Every 5 minutes, there's something new that you know, the brothers are calling themselves something. I can't even keep up anymore.
I know. I mean, it's
now it's this roaching. The last thing I knew about roaches, I used to have them where I used to live, but that's another story.
That is not what we're talking about here. So and again, if you donate via Cash App, let us know, and we will shout you out on the air. We'll play a little
"Here Comes the Money."
Here we go.
And that'll be just for you guys there. Bolo is in the house. Who's calling people bugs? Oh man, here we go. We will definitely be misunderstood, if nothing else. All right. So
I've always been misunderstood.
One thing I wanted to talk about real quick is, did you see that Joe Rogan got himself in hot water again?
I think I read a little about that, but I didn't spend too much time on it, Chris. What you got?
All I got to say is he's very smart for getting his money up front, because some of the stuff he's saying, I mean, people have been in this culture have been canceled for a lot less. Let me tell you, he basically came out and said that he was a very big like anti-vax guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And lo and behold, he has been traveling all over the place. And I think he went down to Florida.
Oh boy.
And
of all places.
I know. Allegedly it's a hotbed down there. So he comes back and lo and behold, he comes down with it. And I don't think it was that bad. Okay. And he shows up and he comes out and he says, oh, it's no problem, guys. I've been throwing everything but the kitchen sink at this. We're talking like Z-Pack and then this Ivermectin. It's basically a horse-like vitamin, basically. Okay. Like this liquid antibiotic that they give to horses. So you could imagine what the talking heads had to say about that. And they're like, oh my God, this guy has, you know, I can't believe he's talking about this. He's nuts, you know, and it caused a whole bunch of crap to go on. Do these roaches require roach clips?
Clips. That's an old timer. I don't think the kids nowadays even know what a roach clip is.
I know. They'd be like, what? Wait, what are you talking about? Florida Jeff, God forbid Joe Rogan gets better in 3 days by taking vaccines that are forbidden by our masters. Oh man. Yeah. Well, that's the hot water that he's in with that. So I thought that was funny. I wanted to just share that with everybody before we kind of move on here.
A horse medication.
That's I mean, you can't even make that up.
The poor horses, they probably need it more than he does.
I know. What is it? The black stallion is dying because Joe Rogan took medicine.
Poor Mr. Ed.
Yeah, Mr. Ed, that's right. Like, oh, poor Wilbur.
Poor Wilbur.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's get to. Oh, that's a classic. That is a classic. Let's get to. Let's get to the first thing that I wanted to share with you guys. And that basically is, again, I had no idea what this was until the New York Post brought it up. And they actually wrote an article saying roaching is the newest gross trend to infest the dating world.
Oh, boy.
So, let's see. Like the nasty namesake insect, the act of roaching is getting strength in numbers. The latest dating discourse is here, defining a phenomenon of courtship that is so unfortunately common as to it's almost unavoidable, much like the infamous cockroach itself. So-called roaching refers to the act of hiding the fact that you're seeing multiple people from a new romantic partner. While the new companion may realize their partner has other lovers, what does it say there? It says other lovers. They realize they're in fact many other lovers. So, okay. So this isn't just a guy, you know, whether it's a guy or I assume girls can also be in this category. I don't think it's like just guys doing this, although
no, I don't think so either.
You know, the picture here is the same. That's the thumbnail. I actually borrowed this from, it looks like the guy is the cad that is doing this all the time,
but
I am sure that, women are also doing this as well.
The guy's a cad. What's the woman? There's a name for it, but I don't think we could say it, right?
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, I mean, we could, but then this would only get, instead of getting to like 10 people, it would probably get to 5 people in the YouTube algorithm.
Not so, for nothing. This roaching thing, it ain't no thing. I mean, we were doing this back in the 80s. It was called cheating.
Yeah, well, again, I think if you're dating somebody and it's the parameters are not such that it's okay, well, this is like a monogamous thing. See, those things have to be fleshed out within a relationship at some point. Mm. You know, usually what happens with that is the girl will say, usually it's the girl. 9 times out of 10, it's the chick that will bring up the idea of, hey, where is this going? What are we doing here? Am I gonna meet your parents, kind of thing?
Oh boy,
that kind of thing, or your friends. That's a big one, Franklin. That's a big one that I usually get.
Yeah,
I get that where it's like, oh well, can I meet your friends? When am I gonna meet your friends? And
are they hotter than you?
Oh my goodness!
I got the parents thing, and I was as George. Here we go. Not a Thursday can go by without my boy George. I got the parents thing, and I would look my last girlfriend, I guess, God rest her soul, whatever, who looked me dead in the eye and said, when am I going to meet your parents? And you know what I did?
You left?
Well, I didn't laugh. We got in the car and we drove to the cemetery. And this is, swear on a stack of Bibles this high. Okay. Through no word of a lie, drove to the cemetery. I didn't know where the other one was. And I said, he's right there.
You can say anything you want to him. Yeah.
There you go. Talk
as long as you want.
That's it. And it didn't cost me a dime. And that was the truth, you know. The part about her friend, you know, when am I going to meet your friends? Well, that was pretty much easy because the woman that introduced us had already met her son and who happened to be or is my best friend. And that was pretty much it. Don't really have a lot of other friends. So that was pretty easy for me.
Yeah. No, I could imagine. What are these guys saying here? Marty says I still can't pronounce it.
Ivermectin?
There you go. Ivermectin. There is a horse version. Oh, okay. So there's two different versions. Okay. There you go. So that solves that mystery. All right.
Don't get them mixed up.
Ketamine works on horses and humans. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Hey, now.
And maybe if you go out socially, you can dabble on that.
Remember ketamine?
What'd you say?
I said, do you remember ketamine? I never partook, but I know a lot of people that did.
Oh, yeah. That is what a lot consider to say like a club
That was drug. Mid to late 80s, right? Really wasn't so much in the 90s, right?
Those things kind of ebb and flow. I mean, I know it's still big these days.
Stop. Is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
No idea.
Mighty Zane says, what kind of bug spray is required for these? I don't know. So, like every chick on Tinder? Yeah, that's right. That's so right. Mighty. Only men my point exactly, Marty. Fernando Tobumatsu. Women are the ones that have advantages. Yes.
Yep. They have the advantage. Yep.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Almost in every like social construct these days, they definitely have a leg up. Or maybe two.
Hey now. Yeah, two behind it. Well, never mind.
It's funny. Most women, from my experience, will juggle several dudes since it's so easy for them to give their number to Chads. But it's funny that when guys do this, there's a front page article. Yeah, I know. Of course. And it's part and parcel to the picture image they used here for the article. It could have easily have been a chick, you know, looking over her shoulder at a guy, you know, Well, you know, why don't they do that? Because the preconceived notion is that it's the guy that are philanderers, you know.
You cad.
Yes, the cads. I still remember poppers. Oh, boy. Yes, we got to stop talking about this stuff. We're going to get flagged here. With the guy as a cad, the woman is a victim. Yeah, true. True. All right, so let me finish reading this. It's inspired by the ickiness of seeing. Okay, there's lots of them. Yeah, okay, fine. To roach is not to cheat, per se, but to be purposely opaque about your sex life. And there are some telltale signs of this. You can tell if you're being roached if you feel like the person is not really available or present for you, and very private about certain details. Well, then, Franklin, call me Big Daddy Roach. Then
that's your new name, yo.
This is literally my modus operandi. But again, you know, why can't a guy date around too? You know, why can't anybody date around?
Chris, you know, I'm still not 100% sure what you just read. I don't follow it. It doesn't mean you're cheating, or does it not? I just don't get it. Maybe you have to make it a little clearer for me.
Okay. What I think this is getting at. Okay. And the article goes on to say this: they'll be very protective over their phone and not keep it connected to the car, or have their notifications turned on, so there's no chance you'll see them pop up on the screen. Mm-hmm. Dates will always start or end at someone's home. Sex will be part of the focus of all your dates because that's all they want. Well, okay, we'll back up. Okay, back up, you know.
Back the F up.
Yeah, hold on. And let me do the, where is it here? I can't even. Can't even get it. I was gonna do the scratching point for the backing up, but whatever.
That's a good sound effect too.
Again, this is a clear example of anything I just read there. Anything can be attributed to what women do. Okay. The most protective person when it comes to their social media or their phone or anything like that are the chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, guys, for the most part, they won't even, half the time, they don't even have their phone locked. You know, girls will be the one with the, you know, four different levels of passcode, you know? So, I mean, this article is really, you know, and I wonder, is this a female, is this a female, right? Let's see. Hold on. Let me see.
I'll go up to that, that picture there.
Oh, this one.
That's funny.
I know.
Yeah. That's funny.
well, what's wrong with this, photo? I kind of like that.
Yeah. I dig that redhead.
Yeah. So you see a lot of the people talking here though are, in this case, look at this, exclusive matchmaking CEO Susan Trombelli. So they're basically they're going to these women for opt ad comments in this article. So what do you think is going to happen? You know, like, what do you think? You know, the article is going to be kind of tainted for. So it says, people who treat dating apps like their own personal candy store can only keep the momentum going for so long. After a while, they will slip up, burn out, or eventually catch feelings. Well, again, the dating apps are perpetually ran by women in terms of numbers. I mean, guys are not getting the responses that the women do.
But of course.
You know, so that's completely disingenuous there of that article. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, a lot of the character kind of assassination that they do in that article, is really a lot of stuff that women do.
Probably you know? Most of the things that women do. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Chris. excuse me. You were just talking about passwords, okay? Here's my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my phone. Hit the button, and it comes up. I don't have a password on it. I'm not a very private. I don't know about you, Chris. I was going to ask you about this earlier. I'm not a very private person. I will pretty much tell you anything and everything. I'm just not a private person. But then again, I run into a lot of women who they'll clam up. They won't tell you anything. It's like a certain part of their anatomy you just have to pry open,
right? Okay,
to get something out of them. So,
right. And again, I want to throw it out there to the people in the audience watching this. If you got a comment on this article about roaching and what they're talking about, call in 224-231-4652. Because I want to hear about it. I want to hear what you guys have to say out there. I think, again, everything that they're talking about, women control all that on the dating apps.
Of course they do.
Let me tell you something. If you meet a girl out there and you're dating her and you just meet her, even if it's, you meet her outside, somewhere in the real world, dollars to you know what, if she has some kind of social media, she has at least probably 10 guys on the line waiting.
She's worth looking at. If she's worth her salt,
right?
She has at least 10.
Right. Well, I mean, hey, even in this day and age with the amount of, obesity that's out there, even girls that are, not amazing will have at least 4 or 5 orbiters out there that are, very happy
on the go
to hang out and get what they need from her.
And keep that very handy, as my friend in England would say. That term is how many have you got on the go? And that's right. And like you said, I mean, people are just becoming a lot less choosy now, if you will. If you're right. halfway, if you're a 5 or a 7, maybe that's pushing. If you're a 5 and under, you've right. got at least that many in orbiters.
Oh yeah, oh without a doubt.
There's no doubt about that.
Right, and Bolo says it right here. The accusation sounds like the 98% of women choosing the 2% Chads want him to commit, and then there comes the shaming. Right. Absolutely. That article, one of the first things she says in the first paragraph there is, oh, well, these guys just don't want to commit and they're playing the field and they're making a mockery out of dating. Give us a break here.
Give us something to commit to. We might think about it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Right.
Give us something worth it. We might think about it. Might think about it.
Right. 10 friend zone. There you go. That Marty has the ratio there for you.
How's it going with friends? I got plenty of friends. I don't need no more friends.
Shut up. Oh my God. But that is what it is. And one of the things that I also came across, and this is, we talk about this all the time with social media, and this is where the dating with the dating apps and, what you see online, how sometimes it can go like really crazy wrong. Well, there was an OnlyFans model that basically died because there was an obsession thing going on there. And I'm going to bring this up right now because I think it's a good contrast to what the main topic we were just talking about, how it shows you where this can kind of lead when you get the wrong people and these guys that are those orbiters out there, you know, they tend in their minds to build up this connection and this relationship that otherwise might not even be there. And this can be the result of it. And I think this has some audio, so we're gonna play this after I take our little banner, our little thing down here. Here we go. Let's put there. We'll bring it right like that. And I think this has some audio to it. So let's see.
He was twitching. He was gurgling. I could look in the room. There's writing all over the walls.
Pen with lipstick. Confession. Apologies and professed love for Janae, a woman who investigators do not believe a Corto actually knew.
Ooh, okay, so he didn't even actually know her. That's crazy. Hold on a second. Let me skip this ad. All right. Let's get, so this is her picture. So that guy who was Mark Gagnier found his daughter's suspected killer, this guy Kevin Acordo, 34. Like he says, all like kind of hunched, you know, hunched over, twitching and just going crazy, with a knife in his neck, surrounded by that graffiti that he did on the wall, after he strangled this lady here, this Miss Mercedes Moore.
So he tried to kill himself.
Yeah, so he basically was, yeah, he was ready to stab himself. Now, this is a mugshot from some other thing, you know, that he was arrested at one point, or I don't know if they caught this guy, but look at what he was putting here in lipstick on the wall. I was used for money. I wish I never loved her.
Probably was.
That's crazy. The body of the 33-year-old OnlyFans model, whose real name was Janae Gagnier, was found by her dad Sunday at her house in Richmond, Texas, after the family failed to get in contact with her. Richmond, Texas. I wonder, Marty, in the chat, let me know how far away is that from your area. Cops do not believe that she and Acordo, who was from Florida, knew each other. So they weren't dating here. He was a straight up stalker who tracked her down. Mark said he was always scared of the large online following that his daughter had earned, as she amassed 2.5 million Instagram followers and became a star on the Houston entertainment scene. So I don't know what star means, if that means like, you know.
That term, Chris, nowadays is so overused and ain't even funny. You have YouTube followers and all like that. They call them an online star, and they use that term so much now it's not even funny.
Yeah. So.
It kind of looks like he was I think that cat was more unhinged than that door.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, I know. So yeah, it was ruled a homicide after she was strangled and suffered a traumatic concussion. Wow.
And then he killed himself, or tried to kill himself. I guess he did.
It says here that people like Cardi B and rapper Tory Lanez. You know, said rest in peace. He gave condolences, basically.
Good Lord.
Oh, wow.
He needs his own zip code.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. So, yeah, it doesn't say if he actually ended up killing himself.
Yeah, it said right there.
It did.
I believe it did. I mean, I could be wrong, but I thought that's what I read just now. When I kind of looked in there, I thought that's what it said.
So there you go. I mean, that's oh, my God. That's just insane. But again, you know, we talked about this.
Stab yourself in the neck.
I know, jeez. We talked about this last week where, you know, you have to be careful about your online presence and what you're talking about and how you speak out there, you know, and you and me, you and I, Franklin, we're sitting here right now and we're talking out to our respective through our microphones, you know, into our cameras, but we don't know how we don't grasp, even though, you know, we're still growing here, we don't grasp how many people may come across this content.
Millions,
you know, days, months, years after we do it. And these ladies, okay, are out there and they're peddling their wares and they don't know the audience on the other side of that camera. You know, they lose that concept because they're thinking about the donation money and stuff and all that stuff that goes with it. And, you know, the likes and the follows. This is a splash of cold water to say, hey, you know, I got to be damn careful, you know. So, you know, I don't know how they would be more careful. I don't know. You know, I don't know the transcripts of how she was talking to especially this guy.
Who's got that much time? Who's got that time to be tracking people down and doing all kinds of goofy stuff? I mean, I'm not in that guy's head. I'm not in his world. I don't know what he was about, but who's got that kind of time?
Yeah. Yep.
If he's busy doing this, that just tells me that he probably wasn't busy being a productive member of society and somebody that we even would even want to be part of.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. My sister said that is nothing wrong with the sex life girl. She didn't cheat on her husband at first time. Okay. What is Zinc Obsession about the murderer dude? What is
Zinc's Obsession? I don't know.
Richmond is in the south suburb of Houston. Okay. All right. OF girls encourage this friendship fantasy to keep the Sims paying. Otherwise, they could just visit the hall. Yeah. Right.
I get that. That makes sense.
Right. Well, yeah, again, and we talked about that in the past. They're selling that fantasy. They're selling the that relationship, even though it's virtual and it's synthetic. It's a synthetic relationship, you know, to these guys who, you know, may have real issues, especially, you know, for them it is real. You know, it is real. So that's the dangerous part about it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Again, I see I'm breaking my own rules. I tell everybody, you know, I'm going to pay attention to the cue next to the question. So, again, if it's a legitimate question and you don't want to call, you don't want to call the hotline, 224-231-4652. On the subjects that we're running through here tonight. If you do, call up, do that. As the ticker says, like, comment, subscribe, share the video out. Do it. And you could also donate if you wish. And that's that. Okay. So let's see what else here. We're all caught up with that. Let me see. I think the next thing
Marty cleared up a couple of things for us.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did. I didn't know that. He's pretty hip.
Zinc is okay. Oh, okay. All right. How does he know that?
Okay. That's my problem I have right now. How does he know that?
What kind of books is he reading over there in Texas to know that kind of stuff? All right. So speaking of some celebrities and we're kind of talking about well, I'm a woman, so, you know, I should be able to date 1,000 guys and, you know, the guys are the only ones that should have be put to task. Well, Marissa Gunn came out this week and she said how she basically says it's okay for her to come out and just say, hey, I like sex. I'm going to do what I want, and I'm going to, you know, be with this guy and have a tryst. And if you don't like it, tough.
Hey, now.
So there you go. So she is went on a date with Riley Christensen. It's okay. And she says it's okay for women to like sex. She's on The Bachelor in Paradise. Okay. And she's standing up for herself. Okay. Her own truth. Okay. You know, her own. They're not your truth. It's my truth. Right. Oh my God. And it was regarding a date she went on with this guy, Riley, which I believe is right here. I think this is them right here. The Bachelor alum, 25, shared a video on Instagram Sunday addressing the backlash she's received following her date with Christensen last week, which saw them end the night in the quote-unquote boom boom room.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Using the nope, yep, TikTok sound trend, wearing a T-shirt that reads sex positive, Gunn assured her fans that she isn't bothered by the negative comments. So she's basically saying, I can be a ho-ho-ho Santa. I think I got around the YouTube censors by saying that.
Oh, you're so sweet.
So she could be that way. And tough crap, you know, if you don't like it.
Not for nothing. Every time, you know, they say that there are negative detractors and all like that. I mean, negative negativity towards her. Okay, just tack on another 1,000 views or 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she ain't kidding anybody. All right. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, she went on to say, I don't need to explain what I said because I said what I did with conviction. Okay. So she meant it, basically. However, there are other women that may not be as nonchalant or as indifferent as I am. And it's not okay, the backlash she's been receiving. So basically she's saying that, you know, I can owe my ho-ho-ho Santa, and you don't have to, you can't say anything about it. So what do you guys think about that in the chat? Do you think she is living her truth, or is she living a lie? Give me one for the truth and two for a lie.
Marty says she's living her best life.
She's living her best life. Yeah, her best life with every guy that comes through the door.
It's not going to get any better.
304 detected. Absolutely. Absolutely on that one.
That's nasty.
That's right.
Clean.
She can be a 304 while being in a relationship with a beta man. That's right. That's right. She's trying to do the best of both worlds there, Wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, this, you know, this reeks of the aspect of, you know, don't shame me. You know, don't criticize me for, you know, poor decisions. Okay. And it is a poor decision to just, you know, go out there and just jump around like that. And again, it's another one of these things where, you know, girls are trying to adopt the lifestyle of a single guy. And at the end of the day, she's not going to be able to keep living that lifestyle, because women can't live that kind of lifestyle because the feels get too much for them, you know, eventually. Because what's going to happen is she's going to do that with a guy that she has, you know, grander designs for. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be over. And then she's going to have a situation like we saw our boys over there at the Fresh and Fit podcast. Right. It's going to be one of those things, you know, where, you know, the feelings are going to get overwhelming, and then, you know, she's got to incinerate you to make her not look as bad. You know, she's got to save face. Marty Hurt says it's empowering. Yep.
You got something against Junior Achievement?
Louis Piazza is in the house. Good evening, my man. Thank you for showing up. Maybe you have something to say about the segments we've been going on here. Maybe you have something to say about Marissa liking her sex life, or maybe you have something to chime in about the dating roach phenomenon, where guys are being shamed, basically, specifically for having multiple partners, or at least not letting the primary girl know about his side chicks, basically. That's basically what that article was, Franklin.
All these different, I know that, but everybody's got all these different names for the same thing that's been going on since time began. It's just, it's silly.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like ad nauseum at this point.
But it makes for good content, I guess.
And that's it does. It does. But Olivia Rodrigo has a bigger problem than dating. She has a much bigger problem than dating.
Does she?
Because she has been called out. And you see, this is the theme of this week is like social media.
No.
Very dangerous for some of these people. Because people don't like the fact that when non-black celebrities like Olivia speak with a black scent. Okay, I didn't make that up. All right, so don't write the hate emails to me. Okay, this is coming straight from Beth Greenfield here over at Yahoo Life. They think that is appropriation. Okay, because the teen pop star is the latest non-black celebrity to face criticism for speaking in a black scent and using what is considered AAVE, okay, African American Vernacular English, which I didn't even know that existed, right? did you know that there was some kind of new
American?
Yeah, like a, not even that, like an add-on to English that is specific to your background?
Well, no, actually, what I was going to do is I was going to ask you, who is this broad? Because I got no idea who she is, but you already answered my question.
Yeah,
but, I had no idea that we, AAVE. Should I be flattered?
I guess so. I mean, for me, the only appropriation that I know is from some of the movies I've seen.
They say, see a broad to get that booty act him, leg her down, or smack him, yak him. Oh, got to be. You know? Shit.
I'm going to have to watch that again this week.
And I needed the captions to figure out what they were saying.
Oh, that's funny. I learned the blacks and having a vernacular English. Really?
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. And what they really got rubbed the wrong way about was the fact that she's Filipino. All right.
Is she?
And basically, she was using phrase like "I be trending," "AF," and "y'all." Okay, so they didn't like that she was using those kind of expressions. All right. Personally, I don't think anybody, I don't care what background you are, should be speaking like "I be trending." Okay. You know, you should be speaking in a regular, tone and just
speak. Y'all, I've been saying y'all forever.
You know, because if you see in life here, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be taken seriously, okay, in the business world or your career or even around regular people, okay, you cannot be speaking in just, you know, I guess it's modern day jive. Franklin.
Modern day jive, yeah, or robotics, or some. Oh wait,
Marty, there you go.
You know what, Marty just beat me to it. I was just getting ready to say, and Marty beat me to it. AAV. Well, you can put his comment up, but wow, a Pinay, Filipino chick talking like that, huh?
Well, here it is. And a doctoral student in linguistics in California, came to her defense and said, look, you know, she's not hurting anybody. Okay. But in a society with such stark economic and social inadequacies, to be creating wealth by using black language and culture is irrehensible, and it is meaningful. Okay. Now, okay, can we relax a little bit here? I mean, can we seriously relax? Again, there's this narrative that the society is so bad, okay, for people that have been up against it for a while, okay, in society and in history, okay? Let me tell you something. In 2021, anybody that wants to do something with their lives can do it. All right?
That is true.
I mean, I think you would say that too, Franklin, right?
I would definitely say that. I agree 150%. How's that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's just silly that they would bring that up. You know, cuz to me that's a cop out. It's a cop out. Let's see. Cultural approach. Yes, I know. I know. I like the old words.
Actually, now that I think about it, Chris, I'm just trying to think. What's the background of Filipinos? What are they? They're Filipinos, Spanish, Black, and something else maybe. So maybe she's got a point there. I mean, I could be wrong. I could be 200% wrong, but I thought.
I don't know where the mix.
Yeah, I thought
you're talking about where they mm-hmm. resided, where they came right. from, and resided in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. Mighty Zane says a dating roach term for men is translated to the feminine called an empowered woman. Yes, absolutely. There you go. Absolutely.
He took away my power.
He did. He did. That was great. Oh, man. Okay. So it replaced the. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If she's Filipina, she is a person of color, just like that. Yeah. Right. Good okay. point, Marty. I mean, yeah, that would be it. Right.
Oh, so there you go.
You know, I mean, she's not that far off from Harris, you know, in that regard. So, yeah. So, yeah, you know what? It's a load of crap. But she, at the end of the day, again, not even the woke celebrity faction is, you know, safe from getting smacked down on all that stuff.
You mean be getting smacked down?
Mm. Marty Hertz says the majority of the people in the Philippines are of Austroasian descent who migrated from Taiwan. Oh, okay.
Right.
There you go. So there you go. Thank you for Marty for that. Where are all the good girls? Well, the good girls are asking, where are all the good guys? So our man Franklin here shared something with us. And actually got it to me, and I'm going to share it up to you guys. This is just a clip from that just illustrates some responses from girls here that, basically, where are all the men going? Okay, so let's find out.
This is my girls in the 30s and up, like me. And this is why I think dating isn't working out for us girls that you know. So, these guys joining these dating apps and these younger girls are looking fabulous. Contouring is not fair. We didn't have that. We were looking ratchet and we looked young. But these girls look old as hell. So they're going out plowing all of these little chickadees. Well, we get screwed because here's the deal. They don't need to be respected. They don't need to be taking on fancy dinners. They can just go out pick and choose all these beautiful little girls walking around with their fat asses. Meanwhile, we were waiting, you know, and we've already passed the little host stage. We're not having sex. So we're not putting out, but they are. And these men, why would they want to settle down with us when they can f*** a girl every fucking day?
And that's... So basically what she's saying is that she's mad because these guys are no longer available when she's ready.
Well, she's answered her own question, Chris.
Yeah.
Where are they all at? Well, let's be honest. She's answered her own question.
Yeah. They're obviously not looking for you anymore because you're not what they're looking for right now. So anymore,
aged out, I guess, right?
Yeah. You either aged out or you
don't put out.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe that's it. Maybe you give him. You're giving the guy a headache once. He's taking you out. That could be it.
Giving him a headache. I tell you what, I hear that vocal fry. I'm out the bathroom window, no matter how small it is. I'm out that window. I hear that vocal fry. I'm gone.
That's right. All right, let's move to the. I think there's another. Let's see what this girl has to say.
Invested in. It's usually the guy that sometimes knows. How's your chance? The fact that most, again, with a cool account,
I'm trying to find doing
that. Body, and I look in the mirror sometimes, and I'm just like, ooh, God, what's that? Is that my body? But I got to.
So are we.
Thinking, and I'm like, you know what, Lord? I guess you really know me better than I do. Know myself. And you made me a little bit uncomfortable with the way I look. And that's great. You know why? Because that keeps me from whoring. Because if I had a perfect body like some of these girls on here and a nice big juicy booty and firm breasts, I'd be the biggest slut.
Okay.
Oh, that's,
she's honest.
I got to find this chick. She's funny. I get her on the program. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, yeah, I think she's aged out herself. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's funny. That's got to count for something.
Yeah. Let's see what this chick has to say.
Jesus Christ, people, what do I have to do to get you to hit the button and show you my tits?
They won't let me do that on this app,
Wait, was that a mailman? I'm sorry, did you have a male uniform on?
I don't know. I don't know what she was doing there.
Hmm.
But
carry on, Chris. This is good.
Yeah, I know. Let's see what this. Okay, let's see what this girl is saying.
Please tell me. We've seen all kinds about it. It's just the views you can imagine. You know, you was.
We're going missing truth like shit.
Oh, wait, hold on.
But that was good.
Let's have a look here.
Sure. First selfie.
What?
These are selfies, I guess.
Oh my goodness.
Do I really miss him? Or do I miss being treated like shit?
Well, at least she's honest.
Very true.
At least she was honest with that. She was good. Well, here we go. Let's just take exactly what she said there and just kind of look at it. Do I miss him or do I miss him treating me like garbage? Well, obviously, if you're pining over him, you know, whatever he was doing to you, you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we talking about here?
Take that.
Yeah, right? I know. So I don't know. I mean, that's just... Again, they bitch about, you know, not being taken seriously, not being treated quote-unquote right, okay? And then the first thing they bitch about is when that guy's gone. So, you know, what are we talking about?
I don't want to be alone.
Yeah, it's like Dice, you know, he said back in the day, you know, they want you to treat me like the pig that I am. So there you go. And you get treated that way, and then you have a problem with it afterwards.
And then you miss it.
Yep. So, oh, well, whatever. But I wanted to get to, this is a special segment, okay? And this was a viewer requested segment by a good friend of mine for a Labor Day version of yours and my favorite segment of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. It is time for the Plower Pass. Okay, here we go. Oh boy. So let me just bring this up here. I'll get it as I'll put us off the screen here for a second so that we can see the whole thing.
Oh, just a 4K version.
Yes, it's a 4K. This again, no randomized order. This is just what comes up here, and we are going to look at these girls and see, would we plow these girls or are we going to give them a pass? All right. So first we have Emily, all right, who is 19. All right. Very good age.
Hey now.
How is it that a 19-year-old woman has to be on a dating app?
That's the first red flag right there. All right. And here she is with her girlfriend, and they're in the bathroom, which is wonderful. I mean, that is a terrific picture to put on a dating app for yourself in the stall, Franklin. So there she is.
That's class. Well, there you go. Class might be over. What's the word I'm looking for? Not oversimplified. What's the word I'm looking for? Class overrated. There we go. Class might be overrated.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a bit. So, okay. So this is her first picture. Let's see. Does she have any information here? If you're under 6 foot, don't talk to me. There you go. So for all you guys out there that are a little bit shorter, well, you know, there you go. And I actually, Franklin, that rules me out too. So,
well, I was just going to say, if you're under 6 feet tall, don't talk to her. So that means you're going to miss out on this class.
That's right. So let's see. Just for giggles, let's see the other pick. Here's another pick. All right.
Oh,
so
she's just the whole booty thing is really getting old.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, I, for some reason, I don't think this is like a real picture here. I don't think she's in upstate field here. So that might be a little green screen. All right. So here's some of her other friends again in the bathroom.
Spends a lot of time in the bathroom.
A lot of, yeah, I know.
Oh, my.
Ooh. All right. This is like the first real picture of her. All right, again, green screen.
We get it, honey. Yes, we get it.
All right. So I don't know about this one. So we're going to say no to her. All right. Next one is Caitlin, 40 years old. Okay. Let's see what she says here. Let's start slow and see if it goes somewhere. I am a lover of art, music. I'm a wannabe chef. Oh, that's encouraging for your eating pleasure. Let's see here. She dabbles in writing. I have no inside voice, which is ironic for a librarian. Okay, so she's a librarian. I'm an expert cuddler. All right. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, well, here we go. My son is my whole world.
Where have we seen this before, Chris?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Did we speak about this?
Oh, yeah.
Bye. Have a great time.
There you go. Goodbye. Goodbye for you.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest red flag you could come across. Because again, if they have kids, guys, you are going to be way down on the pecking order. Okay. A few of my favorite things, good beer. Good beer is the first thing out of her mouth. Oh, this is great.
It's probably the first thing into her mouth, actually.
Yeah, probably. That's right. Besides maybe some other things.
Hey now.
I'm drawn to an intellectual mind, a man who believes chivalry isn't dead, witty sarcasm, and a bit of an edge to go with mine. Uh-oh. if you're into the ex-president, she doesn't want to talk to you. So
next.
Yeah, I would say next. First, I love this too. I love this. She has a kid in tow. Okay. And let's see what her pictures are here. All right. It's a headshot. She's out shopping. All right. Come on. Can we be serious here? Yeah. This
that
one
might be her serious face, Chris.
I think it is. I think it is a serious face. But she wants basically Chris Hemsworth, okay, with a mean streak. And she's and this is what we're getting. Hey, come on here. Come on, people. Oh my goodness. All right. Let's get rid of that. All right. Kara, 25. She says, I like seltzers and salty snacks. Okay. That's great, I guess.
Ooh. Zinc.
All right. Again, the pictures, okay, with you taking a picture of yourself, it doesn't work, ladies, if the phone is covering your damn face. All right. You know, and I know it's about what you're wearing. I get that. But on a dating app, guys don't care about your dress, okay? They care about the chick in the dress.
Or what's under it, right.
Or what's under it. There you go.
Hey, now.
All right. So here she is. Okay, she's out with her friends here, boozing it up, having a good time. All right. She's in her bedroom here. Okay, pictured on a rock. Okay. All right. And she's got some friends here. Yeah. Now, here's a pro tip, okay, for the girls out there. All right. Unless you are like the best girl in your group of girls, don't be putting a whole picture of all your other friends there. Okay. Because there's probably a lot of guys out there that might like one of your girlfriends better than you. So you'd be working against yourself.
Excuse me, you're hot, but your friend is hotter.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I know, right? I'd be emailing like, what's the girl in the blonde on the left? What's her name?
The one at the 4 o'clock position. Hey, who's she? She's fine.
Did she get a Tinder ad too? Oh, my God. Number two equals a flat. Oh, my God. There you go. And Marty says he blames Sir Mix-a-Lot for the butts here.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. That's getting tired.
No one on the right uses the word Trump. I know. I know, Joker. I know. Mighty Zane says the one before belongs in the streets. That's great. That is great. Oh, my goodness. All right, so let's... We're caught up with that. All right, let's continue here. All right, we'll give her. Well, let's look at one more. Oh, she's got a dog. All right, we'll give her a like just for the dog.
Tough enough, and I can see more of the dog's face than I can hers.
All right, okay. We got Shay here, who is 18, allegedly.
Right.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, one thing you don't want to do in your profiles is put like your beliefs, whether it be religion or, you know, your political beliefs. This girl thinks it's a good idea to put Black Lives Matter and activism right up there in front of her dating profile. I mean, come back to reality. No guy that is swiping on Tinder gives a hang about what you think about politically. Okay. Nobody. So I don't know why this would even, why would she even think this is a good idea, Franklin?
I think this is just my guess. I'm thinking this is probably trying to weed out, the opposite of what she's looking for. Yeah, the opposite of what she's looking for. But something like that, to me, Chris, would be better left to the first date or the first meeting. That's when you do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I would do it.
Yep. I mean, I look at that, I go,
what? Does Mrs. Shea have any other? Oh, there they are. Okay.
Here we go. Yeah, we got one more. Okay. Again, she didn't do the orientation right here. Because, you know, now I got to tilt my head to see what we're looking at here. All right. She's macking. Right. She's got the eyeshadow going. You know, some girls like to do that. They like to do that, like, drastic contrast of colors. I don't know. I don't know if you guys like that in the chat, but.
Ain't gonna lie. She ain't ugly, but.
No, she's not horrible looking here, you know, but. Again, the whole, you know.
But again, 18 on a dating site? I don't know.
I know. I don't get it. Well, I'll tell you right now, I get it if she's Miss, you know, we have to change society, you know, around type person. Right. If she's saying that to guys out there, you know. And a guy worth his salt that doesn't care about that stuff or just wants to, like, to, you know, do all the shit, they're going to be turned off by girls that do that.
Quicker than a light switch.
And then the guys that are like, oh, yeah, totally, I'm all about that. She's not going to be turned on by those guys. Okay?
Well, you would hope not, but, yeah, you're right.
So, well, we got a motion now. We got a video here. Okay.
Is the phone thing, Chris? You're back on it.
There we go. See, and look, she's on a date. She's on a multimedia site, taking a selfie of herself for another dating site, for another multimedia site. Can't make it up.
Well, that's what you call it. That's multitasking, I guess. I don't know what you call it.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
All right. Enough of this. Enough of this, girl. We're closing her out. He's done. All right. Cassie here, 23 years old. She wants, Franklin, she only wants serious inquiries only.
Uh-oh. Now what do we do?
So I know. So, and she wants you to know that she is vaccinated. Okay. So she's very serious about that. Okay. While she poses in what looks to almost to be lingerie, she wants you to know that she's serious. Who wants to go see Pitbull this Saturday at Jones Beach? Looking for a fun date. So is she inviting us?
Wait, I don't share. I've already got this date with her. I don't share. Well,
here it is, Franklin. Does she want to take us, or is she looking for us to buy the tickets?
Well, you know what? I'll bet she probably wants us to buy the tickets.
Right. Yeah, she probably does.
Which?
Looking for a fun date. Okay.
Somebody to pay.
Oh my God! And she even puts the friggin' seats from Ticketmaster on here. Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute! Not only do you have to take this wench to the show,
she wants to tell you where she wants to sit. Great.
Not for nothing. There's probably somebody who would say, I'll do that.
I know. There's probably a guy out there that would be like, oh, yeah, that's great. I like Pitbull, too. I'll take her. And here she is. I think this girl is just looking for a sugar daddy, in my opinion.
She probably found one somewhere.
Now, is this like at the Pitbull concert? Did she finally go?
Well, what's today? What's today's date, Chris? No, should be in two days, I guess.
So this is the other concert she went to, I guess.
The other concert she got somebody else to pay for.
Yeah, right. and here she is frolicking in the springs somewhere, you know. All right, another bathroom picture. These girls love to be in the bathroom.
Quite gifted she is, but I will tell you, though, I don't understand what the bathroom thing is. Maybe that's where they get all their peace and quiet. I don't know.
There you go.
Hey, now.
So, all right. So, let's see. Oh, another video. Okay. All right. So it looks like she's advertising here, Franklin, a little bit.
I'll say.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we'll pass on her. Because we're not looking to support anybody here.
Nope.
We don't condone that here on the show. You know, if some girl wants to be supported, she can be supported by some other dude out there. You're not here to be anybody's bankroll.
And I'm taking my own self to the pit bull show. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Which?
She wants pit bull and you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she wants the front row seat.
So now what would happen if you said, yeah, sure, we'll go, and you purposely got the nosebleeders or put her in the loges or something like that or whatever, put them where she couldn't even see the show? Would she not go with you, or would you probably be really upset?
In this case, she probably wouldn't even go because she'd want to know, well, what tickets are we getting? You know, so it wouldn't even get to that point. Like, you wouldn't even get her there unless she gave you the okay on what where she wanted to sit. Like, if it wasn't cool by her, like, she didn't give you okay, then it'd be a no-go.
So. Baby, I'm a little light this week. Is it okay if we hang out in the parking lot?
Yeah.
I'm sure that'd work out real well.
So let's move on to Brittany here, who is 32. She goes to Suffolk Community College. I believe that's on Long Island. So here's another picture. Okay. Ladies, you know, I see what she's trying to do here. I guess it's cropped or something,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't seem like it's even centered. And it looks like it's from a real photograph. You know,
it probably is from a real photograph, Chris.
So like the quality is kind of sucky there. And here we go.
In 2021, is it possible to have a bad photo taken? Because I didn't think that it was possible anymore. Even the crappiest of cell phones will take a decent photo.
I know. I don't get. Yeah. It's being lazy is what it's being. Mm. That's what it is. So here's a up close picture of her. Okay. She looks she doesn't wear a lot of makeup. So that's good. She gets credit for that, for not like caking her face up. So she likes skiing. So if you guys, you're into skiing. All right. So that's it. That's all she has. She only has a few. All right. At least she seems like a fun girl, you know, So natural girl. We'll give her a plow on that. All right. So there you go. All right. So Lena, 19, looking to make new friends and experiences.
Pay for me.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Hit me up and let's talk. And she gives us another red flag, as if they give you the other social media right in the social media post. So she's on a dating site giving you another social media link.
She's probably everywhere.
Yeah, she's probably everywhere. This is
what she look like, though. That's one of the photos of her.
Let's see. She is here posing with some bouquet of flowers. Maybe she was a bridesmaid.
That's obviously, could be.
Obviously never the bride. So that's why we're here. She is a vegan, Franklin. So if you think you're going to eat meat with her, you're not. So she'll...
Excuse me, honey. Is it okay if I dig into this porterhouse with you right in front of me?
Well, as long as she takes the other type of meat.
Gotcha.
So... an up close look of the flowers, I guess. Okay.
All right.
And that's it. That's all we get for Lena. Oh my goodness. Waste of time. Gabriella, 20. She loves to hike, work out, travel, read, and cook. Oh, this is like the unicorn here. Let's see. All right. Not bad. She's a full-time student, so she's not yet graduated from college here, ladies and gentlemen. So keep that in mind. She's an Ed Sheeran fan. All right, so she's a real fan. She's got her whole Spotify up there for you.
Probably got an OnlyFans, too.
Yeah, I know. Well,
maybe not.
Who knows? She's got a very artistic half face shot here.
She did that before. That's the second time we've seen that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Here's a full body pick. All right. So she's got the white pants on. She's confident. Okay, girls that wear white pants are usually very confident. You know, you
really? Gotta, I didn't know that, Chris.
Yeah, you gotta, well, as a chick, you gotta be confident to wear white pants.
I didn't know
okay.
that.
And she definitely is for doing that. And she's got a little sweater thing on here. All right. So I don't know. I guess we'll give her a plow. What the heck? Let me just see something here real quick. What are these guys saying? Probably trying to crop out the guy. Yeah, I know.
Oh, I've seen that photo before.
Yeah. She's the pure definition of a dating roach. Oops, I meant an empowered woman. That's right. She wants to be a bride. Yep. Very true. Oh, my God.
Oh, I didn't think of that, but yeah.
Anonymous. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Val's 42. Okay, 42. Okay, so she's on this site with a purpose, Franklin.
She's creeping up.
5'6", blonde, blue-eyed, drama-free. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure.
Okay!
Right. I can appreciate a great sense of humor, wit, intelligence, good whiskey. All right, there you go. Well, that might be one of the truthful things she said. Strong hands, stronger heart, and people without pretense. Having, what is this? Having all your chiclets in good condition never hurts, meaning your teeth.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm outgoing, usually laughing or making others laugh, and I'm an animal lover. Just keep living, Franklin.
I'll do that.
Just and, keeping
it. If I had Val there to back me up, I will be that. I will do that.
All right, and here she is. Okay. I don't know about that. Okay.
These pictures are all. I think these pictures are probably older than she is.
I think so.
I mean, they just look old. I mean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sorry, Val. You're out. Anastasia, 32. From where? UA.
United Arab Emirates? No, it's you. I don't know.
I don't know. She says she's very bad at chatting, but great in real communication. Okay. This might be somebody that's looking for like a mail order bride thing here. All right. So okay. Well, when they got these gregarious poses here, guys, this is like out from a catalog. So, yeah, you want to stay far away from that stuff.
New York Institute of Beauty.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe, but again, I don't, you don't want to trust stuff like that. So, what do we got here? These guys, wow, you guys are, let's see. Oh, wait, here we go. White pants equals not on, you might be, my ass drama free. She's only submissive on with, yeah, there you go. Yep. Yeah, you were right, Franklin.
Oh, okay. United Arab.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's got a, yeah. Again, I wonder if this chick is really real. So we're going to say no.
Probably not.
All right. Lena, who is 30. She's got her Instagram here. All right. She doesn't have anything else. So
that's it?
She didn't write anything. Okay.
Well, so what's the point?
All right. So we got this one picture here. She's driving. All right. All right. Not bad. She's got a nice dress on here. Okay. Right. She's got a very like oval face, you know.
Pretty orange glow to her.
Yeah, well, I think that might be a filter or something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know. And she's not bad. She's not horrible. Let's see this picture here.
Again, okay. The bathroom.
A bathroom pic again. Not bad. She's she looks definitely curvy here from what we can see. Oh, here we go. We got a video. All right. All right. Not bad. I think another video.
Ooh. Looks good in the red.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. She doesn't look like she's 30.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, she definitely. All right. So that's it for her. But yeah, I mean, definitely we'll give a plow here. All right, Coco, 26. Now, Coco seems to be Asian descent.
Yeah, some sort of Asian descent. Talking about the
Philippines before. So we have, I mean, maybe we have, maybe Coco's from that region. Who knows?
Could very well be.
So, okay, so that's all we get. It's just two. You only get two pictures.
What?
And there's no information on her. So this might be one that wants some sponsorship, Franklin.
Sponsorship.
Mahogany Roots and MJ, welcome. So she gives a thumbs up. Probably a thumbs up to us and probably for what we're doing here.
I would think so.
So, okay, we're going to pass on Coco. All right, Z Dolly. I'm just me. Well, good, because I hope you're not somebody else. 37 years old. All right. Here's a picture of her. She looks like she's out for a date on a restaurant here, or maybe this was like a wedding. All right. She's a dog lover. She's into movies and road trips, Franklin.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I will tell you the first red flag is the gregarious tattoo. Yes. She's got one right here on her breast. So
that's got to hurt. I don't want to sidetrack, but I mean derail the show, but that's got to hurt.
I'll tell you, Franklin, I don't know how those girls do that. Because, I mean, for comparison, all right, it's basically akin to us getting our, scrotum tattooed.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean.
Well, she's got she must have a strong pain tolerance, or she went there and loaded up with lidocaine or something. Not for me.
I know.
Oh, my.
Yeah. My goodness. All right, so let's see what else she's got here. All right, she's masking up. So she's out there doing her mask thing.
She believes in being safe.
Yes.
Correct. Distancing.
I guess so. She's into Peaches by Justin Bieber. So there you go. She's got the Bieber fever.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. She's going out again for a night. So. And here we go again. All right.
It just hurts looking at it.
Yeah, that's some tattoo, boy.
More power to her. No way I could do it.
But she's definitely healthy on top. Uh-oh, what is this? She is sharing her dessert, I guess. What? Something with almonds.
Ugh.
Yeesh. All right. So there is another picture of her. Okay,
that's her. Yeah, it is. Wow, she looks so different.
Yeah, she does look different in that picture. Well, she's probably going to work here, Franklin.
Oh yeah, that's right. Got to keep them cakes covered up.
Yeah, she's got to get it covered up. Oh my goodness.
Hey now.
But yeah, okay. So we'll plow her. We'll give her a nice plow for her troubles. Catherine, 31, is a dog mom. Okay, so she has no kids, but she's got a dog. She's a doctor. Okay, which means she probably has no time. She has a tattoo. Into bourbon. A lot of these girls like to drink tonight.
I see that. What's a bibliophile?
I don't know. Anybody in the chat?
Wait, there's a lot of files. Bibliophile and pluvial file.
Marty, the moderator, tell us, what is a bibliophile?
And the other one as well.
Yeah, I think she's making up words here at this point.
I think she's just smart.
Yeah. All right, here's our first real picture. After we see that she'll shoot you dead if you don't treat her right at the from that gun range.
Doctor, picture. If you think about it, she probably has her ducks in a row.
I would think. So okay, not a bad picture here. First picture, not overly done with the makeup, so that's good.
Bolo says that book lover. She's a book lover.
Ah, so that's what that is. Okay. Hertz looking at, I know that tattoo, right? And Coca-Cola's visas and holidays. That is, oh my goodness. That is the, you know what? That is absolutely the, that gets the quote of the evening there. Absolutely. That is great. That is awesome. That is tremendous. all right. So let's continue here with Catherine. All right. She's all right. Not bad. She's somewhere. Is that a badger? Does she go to Wisconsin or something?
I don't know what that's. I can't really see, but it looks like. I don't know what that's all about.
Wow, you see, she's a veterinarian. There you go. So she's a doctor of animals.
All right.
Okay, relaxing out in the water there. All right. A nice picture. She's lounging. Yes. So, yeah, this is it's a nice, nice girl next door kind of thing here going. So, yeah, we'll definitely plow her. So there we go. All right, this will be our last one of this episode here, provided she's not a dud. Kara, 23, reading, giggling. She likes to giggle, Franklin. So you can tickle her.
Hey, yeah. I didn't think of that. That's actually a really good idea. As long as they're not giggling at the wrong thing.
Mm. And she likes people who are nice, Franklin. You better be nice to this girl.
I'll think about it.
We got a side profile. Okay. She's got a very angular, angelic kind of face here, you know.
She's not ugly.
Yeah. All right, and she's out with her friend that looks like she likes to hang out at truck stops.
Oh, she likes the Smiths. All right, that's a good thing.
There you go. And her friend has all the red flags. All right. She's got that little Taylor Swift vibe going, right?
Well, you know what? I was thinking of that.
Who knows? It could be her. We could be getting catfished here, Franklin.
Go.
So, well, but we'll plow her anyway. All right. And this is the last one, Natasha. 30-year-old. Franklin, she's only for the alternative people. In the audience.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Let's just take a look. Let's just take a look at her pictures and
his pictures.
Well, whatever. Yeah. All right. So there you go. All right. So we're not going to any Instagram stuff, so we'll say no on this.
Pass right? on that.
Other people in the audience might do something else, but we'll leave that there. Tiana, who is 22, is a nerd, a book lover, and a horror fan, and she's sweet. I'll say her first pick is sweet.
Hey now, after all of that, yeah. Hey.
Okay, the mirrored selfie. All right, going out. Nice, bad, not bad. All right. Come get me pose.
Come hither.
And not bad. Got a little video of her. All right. Well, we'll see.
She reminds me of what do you call it?
Who?
That Gloria. What's his name? Gloria Vergara. Vergara.
Oh, Sophia.
Yeah, Sophia. You're right. Yeah. Reminds you of her a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. So that there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was the Plower Pass. There you go. Special dedication and delivery to our boy in the audience, Chuck, out there, who wanted to see us do that again. So there you go.
Thank you. Yeah, Sophie. Yeah, Sophie. I don't know where I go. What did I say, Gloria? My mistake.
I don't know. I don't know who that is. Not to be confused with a Wook lover. her friend looks like a. Yeah, probably. Probably. looks like someone else. She's sweet. That's not what her body can. I know. That's true. Well, we're not talking again. The Plower Pass is exactly what it is. That is a very, it's a visceral contest. Okay. Speculative thing that we do here. Okay. Because you know what? Girls do it to us all the time. So
all the time.
We do a segment where we give it right back at them, where we get to judge them. So why not? All right. So that's that. And I think we're all caught up in the chat. I did want to say to the people that, again, if you have yet to subscribe to the YouTube channel, do it now. YouTube.com, The Red Lens. Do that. Follow us on Twitter and over at Facebook, where we also simulcast there. On Instagram, you can go join us there. And over on MGTOW.TV, we have a presence on that service as well. So this way, if YouTube hates us, you can at least find us over there. But as always, I want to say thank you to the chat. You guys are tremendous. Okay. Thanks, guys. It was awesome. Sorry for flooding. Oh, no, it did. Me chat, Sue chat, Sue Casa, whatever.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
The chat is for you guys out there. So as long as it's not no profanity, you know, we don't like to do that. You know, YouTube hates us enough. We don't want to give them anything more to hate. So and we all caught up here in the chat. So again, I want to thank you guys for being here tonight. I want to thank everybody that's going to watch this on the replay. And I want to also thank my co-host.
Glad to be here, Chris. Always a pleasure.
Right. Thank you so much, my man. I can't do this show without you. And I want to just leave everybody with this word of wisdom, that society may be crazy, but we will never be. We will always keep it honest, and we'll be looking at things through the red lens. And we'll see you again next week. Peace.